Welcome to the new episode of the Career Mindset Podcast, Happy Single Moms, with Khalifa from Happy Single Mom.
Today's episode will showcase the multiple hats a single parent has to wear, how to manage them successfully, and the importance of choosing a career that lights you up.
So we are so happy today. We have with us Khalifa from Happy Single Mom. Khalifa is a single mom, of course, is a life coach, a podcaster, and a motivational speaker. And I'm sure we'll find more roles in your life as well during this episode. Hello, Khalifa, and welcome to our episode today. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you so much for having me, ladies. It's so refreshing to come on someone else's podcast. I feel like I'm like always in your position, like interviewing people, but I feel like I can relax now. But yeah, it's awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
Welcome. And please feel at home, and you can always give us feedback as well in how we can improve. Right, Penya?
Of course, anytime, we're open to feedback.
Absolutely. So feel at home. We will ask you a couple of questions, but we really want you to come from the heart. And I'm sure you already are, there with us from the intro. So, of course, I don't know you directly, but it's a joy to meet you today. And I was fascinated by how Fenya met you. So we'd like a little bit about that. And also, I'd love you to tell us about, all the hats you're wearing, actually, the roles, the identities in your life. So take us through it.
Yes. So I will start with how I met Fenya. So I currently work as an employment advisor for a magnificent charity. And we met through work, and yeah, we kind of just connected, and I loved her energy. And at the time, I had a blonde streak and she had a blonde streak, but now both of our hairs have changed. so it was just really lovely connecting with her, and yeah, we kind of shared the same ethos in regards to encouraging people and for them to see the light at the end of the tunnel, especially when it comes to career-wise. So that's how we met.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you for your kind words.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, anything else about the roles that you have in your life? I mentioned some before, but would you like to add anything else?
Yes.
How do you manage everything?
Yes.
How do you manage all these roles?
Oh, how do I manage it? I think that... us as moms, we are like octopuses. We have different hands, and I think women, ultimately, we're excellent at multitasking. I don't want to generalize that men can't multitask, because they can. But I feel like you don't know your strength until you're put under pressure. It's like diamonds are made under pressure, for example. And although as a mom, we do have to wear, especially a single mom, you are wearing multiple hats, and it's emotionally taxing. It can be stressful. But when I have had times whereby my son will go away for the weekend and I'm not stressed out at work, and I haven't got 1,001 things on my mind, I end up doing nothing. So I find that whenever I have more on, I get so much done. So I'm a life coach, I'm a mom, I'm a podcaster, I'm a motivational speaker, and I love the chaos of life, if you get what I mean. I enjoy it. I absolutely enjoy it. And I like the many hats that I wear. It can be stressful, but I've learned to identify when it does get stressful and allocate time to self-care, to journal. So there are other things that I do to relieve myself, especially the pure fact that, yeah, like life is stressful. So I don't add a lot on my plate that I cannot execute, because I don't want to disappoint myself. So whatever I'm adding on my plate, I know that I can execute it. And that's it. I enjoy the hustle and bustle of being a mum and working and starting a business and podcasting. I really, really enjoy it.
Wow, I love meeting people who know all about their hats and they enjoy all of their hats they have. But let me go deeper to your most important role that you have in your life, the one of a single mom. What are the difficulties of being a single parent?
Oh my gosh. You want the short list or the long list? I think, yeah, being a single parent, by all means, is the hardest thing I've ever had to do. And I think one thing I would say about single motherhood is that people don't go out and just say, do you know what, today I'm going to be a single mom. It happens, you know. And I think ultimately the difficulties I faced was I had to divorce the picture of the future that I thought I would have. In regards to, I thought I would have the marriage and the house and the 2.4 children and the dog and the cat. So that idea that I wanted is not what the reality was that I was faced with when I found out I was pregnant and the guy was like, I don't want this baby. And I was like, well, I'm having this baby. So I think that for me, that was the biggest difficulty I had. So I wasn't necessarily the typical single mom, the stereotypical single mom that didn't have a degree, didn't have a house, didn't have a car. So I didn't necessarily hit those negative society stereotypes, but I felt like emotionally, I had to overcome a lot. So I had to get to a point whereby I had to learn how to forgive, learn how to let go, learn how to embrace what my future would be, because no one likes walking into a room and it's dark. We just panic and we want to switch on the light because we're so afraid. And I think that as a single mom, we carry that fear, like we don't know what's next, but we always think that if we switch on that light, it's going to be something scary. And sometimes in this life, when you switch on that light, when you're in a room and it's dark, it could be something so beautiful and so magnificent. So for me, those were the difficulties I faced in regards to emotionally. But other single moms, for example, they face financial worries, career worries because they're stuck in a particular job. Sometimes they can't work because childcare is so expensive. Average childcare, for example, when my son was in nursery, he's 11 years old now, but it's £800 to £900 a month. That's a mortgage. That is that's a flat, you know, for your child to be separated from your child every single day. And let's just say you are in a job whereby you're not earning as much or you don't have savings. So let's just say your take home is 1,500 and 800 of that is going towards childcare. And then you have rent and you have council tax and the cost of living right now is crazy. So single moms right now, that you see them smiling, see them thriving, see them looking after their kids, they are doing a heck of a lot. And we discussed the hats earlier, but some people's hats are much, much heavier than others. So I just wish that people will be kinder. I wish people will be kinder to single moms and know that it's a hard road that a lot of women are going down, but they can do it. So that's another thing, yeah, I want to add, is that you can do it and you don't know how strong you are until you're at the other end of it. So yeah, it can be difficult, but it can also be beautiful.
Yes. Yes. Thank you for sharing this. This is really moving. And this actually puts us, you know, in the right space to discuss the role of the mother, but also the single mom. Because as a parent, you're the only person who can be in care mode for your child, you know, in a normal, hopefully, you know, well-functioning marriage, then you've got two people who can care. And I think nowadays, Western society is moving more and more into the sharing of the roles. But when you're a single parent, you don't have that. So how do you actually, you know, you had to overcome a few things you mentioned. And I think that's probably one of the things you had to overcome. How can you be impeccable at work, whether it's your own business or at work, if it's somebody else's business as well, and you work in a company, especially when now we have a new reality after COVID as well, when you're working from home or when you have to deal with, you know, not being able to pay for those childcare options and you have to actually, you know, concentrate. So one very specific thing, because of course we are talking about the Career Mindset podcast, and that doesn't mean single moms don't have an excellent career, and I want that myth to be busted. So yeah, tell us a little bit about how you're doing it perhaps, or how your clients are doing it.
For me, I would say I had to be very, very realistic. And the reason why I say being realistic is because it took me a very, very long time to realize that although, yes, I wore many hats, I was not Superwoman. And I will never forget, there was a time I was reading a book and it said that the reason why a lot of rich people are rich is because they look at their strengths and their weaknesses and they delegate. They know how to delegate. And if we look at historically, I love watching like old movies like The Sound of Music, The King and I. And there was a time I was watching it and I realized that all of the women that were in the movies, they all had help. Like they all had like nannies and stuff. And historically, I'm originally from Africa, I'm Nigerian. So if you were to have a child back in the day, quote unquote, your auntie will be there, your the whole kin would be there to help you raise this child. You would never, there's that quote, it takes a village to raise
Absolutely.
A child.
I was going to mention that.
Yes, it takes a village. So you would have that kin there. And then now we've moved to 2023, and now a woman, not only being a single mom and being married, because it's the same pressure raising a child. So you are a mom, and then you have your look after your kids, and you have your career, then you have to make sure the house is clean. The same way if you're a mom and you're a wife, you have to look after the house, make sure the house is clean, and your career, and satisfy your husband as well. I realized years ago when my son was around 5 years old that I needed to delegate. If I didn't delegate, I would go crazy. So I realized that for me to thrive at my career, I needed to find a cleaner. I cannot clean all the time. I needed to create a schedule. I needed to create a meal plan to know that I'm not necessarily going to be thinking, oh my God, what are we going to eat today? I needed to parent myself before I could parent another person. I needed to put my life in like as a project, like a project manager, and say, these are your strengths. These are your weaknesses. How are you going to make this work for you to be successful in life? And there are times whereby I have to have meetings with myself because I put too much on my plate. And there are times whereby I can say, do you know what? This is going well. If you know that you cannot cook, hire someone or bulk cook over the weekend, batch cook right now, batch cook over the weekend so you know what's going to happen during the week. If you know you hate ironing, hire someone. It's like £12. We think about how much times we go to Starbucks or get our nails done or do our eyelashes. We think we don't have the means, but it's actually there. And if you don't necessarily have the finances to do it, trade. Say okay to your say to your friend, look, I'll babysit if you do this for me or do that for me. That we all have strengths. Look at your strengths, look at your weaknesses, and plug into your weaknesses where you cannot. But anyway, that's what I do, and that's what's helped me, and that's what I advise single mums to do. The richest people in this world, the reason why they're successful, the reason why they're magnificent or whatever, is because they delegate. They know their weaknesses, and they help themselves. So you can help yourself as a mom. You can help yourself in your career, because we're talking about careers now. If I'm not good at something, I would make sure that I sit with the person that's good at that thing and say, could you teach me, please, how to improve on this thing? Because I hate not knowing something as well. It gets on my nerves. It just gets on my nerves. So we have, yeah, this is it. There's no part two in regards to life. Like, this is it. There's no restart button. So I delegate, and I if I'm weak in a particular area, I make sure I try and improve. And if I cannot do it, then I cannot do it. I also give myself grace to know that there are times whereby I can't do certain things. I cannot bake. I'm not a baking mum. I don't know how to do it. So one of my girlfriends that can bake, I just like, please come over to the house and help me.
And I mean, that's okay. It's totally okay if you don't know how to bake or if you don't know other things, because no one can know everything.
Thank you.
And you have a great way of dealing with everything in your life. And thank you so much for sharing this with us. It's so smart. And I love how self-aware you are. It's amazing. Well done and congrats.
Thank you.
Wow. Yes. So let me ask you about the role that you have now of inspiring single moms. You are so successful on doing that. And you have like 60,000 downloads on your podcast as well. And you lead the space of single parenthood. How did you decide to do that? How did you decide to inspire all the single mothers and women out there?
Yes, I started the podcast in the pandemic. I was not confident enough to do YouTube because I didn't want to have to wear makeup every day as well to like record videos. But yeah, I started during the pandemic because I remember I called up a charity, and it was like a single mom charity, and I was just really frustrated. I was like, look, I'm stressed out. And some of the questions that they asked me, they said, oh, are you facing homelessness? I was like, no, I've got my own house. They said, oh, are you educated? Like, have you got problems with education? I was like, no, I've got a law degree and I've got a master's. And they said, so what's the problem? I said, I'm a single mom, but I didn't hit the criteria of what they thought the problem should be. Like, so I found that there was a gap. And when I was looking for people that were like me, that, okay, yes, I'm a single mom, but I'm educated and I've kind of quote unquote got my ish together. I didn't see that. And then I was like, do you know what? Wherever you see a problem, you're possibly the solution. Yeah. So I just created the podcast during the pandemic. And I was like, do you know what, God, if I get 50 downloads, I will continue. And then I got 100.
Wow.
I was like, okay, cool. If I message this person, because I was just reaching out to anyone saying, oh, do you know what? Could you come on my podcast? And ordinarily, I was thinking that they would have said, oh, how long have you been podcasting? Give me your numbers, blah, blah, blah. They were like, okay, fine. So when I started interviewing people, like her name's like Lisa Johnson and stuff, I was like, oh my God, she's a millionaire. I'm just a girl that lives in friggin' Stratford. How the heck is this woman coming onto my platform? And when we did the podcast and she was talking to me about her program, and she said to me, oh, she charges £5,000 an hour just for consultation. And I was like, thinking in my head, but you just spent an hour with me. And I was like, no, this is amazing. So stuff like that, little light bulb moments like that kind of made me want to continue. And when I was every time anyway in this podcast, because I've been podcasting for 2 years now and the numbers have just been continuously going up, and every single time I've wanted to quit because it's emotionally taxing, it's taxing in regards to even time that you're taking out now. It's a wonderful passion, but then it can be taxing as well. But every time I've wanted to quit, I would get a message from my mum saying, oh, I've just discovered your podcast, thank you so much, because you're hitting this a particular demographic that I haven't heard anyone that's like me speaking like me, encouraging other mums. So it's been an amazing ride. And I started in a pandemic and I just carried on getting encouraged to continue. And I'm here now and I love it.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Not only a single mom, but a thriving single mom and with massive social presence. You know, guys, check her out on Instagram for sure. Maybe other platforms as well. Are you operating on other platforms as well, Khalifa?
Yes, I am. I'm on YouTube. So yeah, I would send you all the details so you can put it in the show notes.
At the description of our podcast episode. So obviously you are becoming an influencer in that space, in that specific demographic, which you mentioned. And I'm sure, as you said, it is taxing, you know, it does take time. It does take energy. It does take effort to be this persona. And I hope you don't mind me using the word persona.
No, it's fine. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So Would you like to share some of those breakthroughs? Because, you know, you are a life coach as well, so I'm sure you're going to, you would have had to go through certain breakthroughs to assume that role. And obviously, we're very much interested to hear about how you turn this into, you know, your career, something that casually you started, you know, when you needed help 2 years ago in the pandemic.
Yeah. So breakthroughs, I would say that the first breakthrough that I've had is when I came to the realization that if I can be a single mom and go through this journey by myself, that there's nothing else I cannot do. So the greatest fear is fear itself. And I think oftentimes, especially as women, we don't realize how magnificently creative we are. But we let our inner critic, we all have inner critics, but we let our inner critics just make us think that we can't do certain things. So when I realized that I needed to tell my inner critic to go and have a Starbucks and leave me alone, I started seeing the magnificent achievements that I had achieved. Because with my podcast, the way I look at the analytics, you can see which countries have downloaded your podcast. And it's some of the countries that I can't even pronounce, I've never even been to myself. And when you realize that people from, I don't know, Russia, Poland, Canada, just other countries, they're listening to your voice and listening to your story and listening to the stories of other people, that for me is the biggest joy. And the fact that podcasting is so evergreen, it's going to be there forever, so even our children's children's children can go and listen to, you know, our voices. So those are like the little, anyway, those are like the breakthroughs I had, breakthrough moments I had when I was looking through my analytics, receiving messages on Instagram, receiving emails from people saying, do you know what, I was really low and then I heard your podcast on, because I speak to a variety of women, primarily single moms, yes, but women that will encourage, women that sharing their stories. I had a lady from India who is a domestic violence survivor. Her husband was beating her, raping her. And I still get messages from women saying that, look, I'm in India and I'm so afraid to be a single mom. And I'm in an abusive relationship, but the steps that lady has gone, that has taken, I'm going to do that myself, because they're giving women gems in regards to how they can overcome certain things. So for me, yeah, those are like my personal breakthrough moments when I know that this is evergreen. I know that I'm helping somebody. And even down to like, even as a career, as a employment advisor, when I get emails saying, oh, thank you so much, I didn't realize that I had this in me. Me having my podcast is kind of, I'm going to use that analogy again, switching on the light to women that, yes, no matter what your circumstances are, there is light. Like this isn't, like if a bad, it's the same way when you're young, when you're 16 and you break up with a guy, like we think our world is over, you know, and oftentimes, yeah, you think, oh my God, mom, and you tell your mom that, oh my God, mom, I don't think I'll ever, I can't breathe again. And she's like, oh, don't worry, you'll be fine. And you get so angry, like, oh my God, how can you say it's going to be fine? But that's how life is, even down to our careers, our relationships. We think that, oh, this is it, we're going to die. And in actual fact, tomorrow is going to happen, and then another day is going to happen, and another day is going to happen. So we have so many magnificent personal breakthrough moments, but we don't realize it until we're on the other side. But when we're in it, it's like we're in a hot furnace, we're in fire. So every day, anyway, for me, is a personal breakthrough moment. Every day that I'm alive and I get to see my kid and I get to work and I get to impact my community, because during a pandemic, studies have revealed that a lot of single moms committed the S word. Sometimes some platforms you can't say it, But yeah, they ended there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So knowing that I can help at least one person is, yeah, it's, yeah, it brings me joy, if you get what I mean.
So much yeah. belonging. I'm so moved. Honestly, yeah, it's so important. I'm so glad for you. You know,
thank you. You're an amazing person and an incredible paradigm for everyone, women and men out there, and for us, of course. Firstly, you have touched me so much all this time. You've given me so much motivation to move forward and just change my life. And I was thinking that I am afraid of so many little things that you had to face, like huge things in your life. And yeah. I'm like here sitting, freaking out because yeah. I don't know, nothing, because of nothing. And still I'm crying and wow, come on, let's go out.
No, it's fine. Yeah, I think that like, pain is pain. Whether I get cut on my leg or you have a paper cut, pain is still pain. And everyone measures pain differently. So if I get cut on my leg and you have if I get cut on my leg and I cry for 5 minutes and you get a paper cut on your hand and you cry for 5 hours, that paper cut to you was the most painful thing you've ever experienced. So I think that we, as women, especially, we have to learn to sit with our emotions and acknowledge it. If you're feeling sad, yeah, acknowledge how you feel. What I do for myself and what I've told other single moms is I allocate time. If I allocate time, I say, do you know what, this week, and I tell my son, I'm like, mommy's not in a good mood. So I don't want to take it out on you. So mommy's going to be in her room and I'm going to watch sad movies and I'm going to cry and I'm going to have popcorn and ice cream. So acknowledge your emotions, but I allocate the time and then I say, okay, fine. I gave myself from Friday to Sunday. Monday, get up. Get up and keep it pushing. Because the reality is that right now, as we are on this podcast and whoever's listening, someone has passed away. Someone has died. So, and that person had dreams, they had goals, they had worries. Do you understand? And you are still here. You can still make an impact. You can still make a difference. And another thing I say as well to a lot of my clients, did you know it takes more muscles in your face to frown than to smile? Do you want wrinkles?
Okay, something I'm going to think from now on.
So I don't want no wrinkles, yeah? So it's just, smiling is a medicine for the heart. So just find joy, be grateful. Oh, that's what I do anyway. Find joy. I'm grateful. I have a house. I have a job. Just be grateful. And for every time we feel like, oh, a door's been shut, it opens a window to something else. And we don't like it, the transitional period of moving from here to there. But at the end of the day, it's beautiful. It's uncomfortable. But even every day, as women as well, we cook, yeah? But you don't like the chopping and the seasoning. But then when you have that magnificent meal, it's like, wow. Enjoy the process. Trust the process.
Love it. Love it.
Thank you. And any last tip or advice on how do you focus on helping specifically single parents out there? And what do you support them?
And yes. So to the single moms listening, I would say when it comes to your career, I would say do not settle for less. Make sure you find something that fits within your work-life balance. Because the reason why I say this, I used to work, I've got the law degree and I've got the master's in human rights and social justice. And the reason why I did my law degree is because, like I mentioned, I'm African. So you have two career options in life. You either a lawyer or a doctor. I was like, I can't do 7 years. Let me just do the law. Yeah. So my parents would be quiet. So I did the law, but I had no passion for law at all. I just did it because of my parents. And then worked for the Ministry of Justice because it looks good on my CV for 10 years. And I was in a job that I didn't enjoy to make someone else happy. And I was doing certain things for other people. And when I had my son, I realized that I have to start living for me. So it's, we have to, especially when it comes to our careers, take ownership. And yes, situations might be messed up. Yes, it's difficult. Yes, there's a glass ceiling, but there's also opportunities. So I don't do a job that I know would stress me out. I know most jobs are stressful. I'm saying that.
Help, right? And you mentioned quite a lot of that on your social media. If you're a single mom and you don't have support, because sorry to interject, but people tend to speak to their partner first thing, instead of going to a therapist or somebody else to get support on their mental health, they speak to, if you're a single parent, single mom, you have nobody to speak to. Thank you so much for mentioning this. It's so important. Carry on.
So you just, like you mentioned, you have to find a tribe, pick a tribe. And also I surround myself with women. I know people say this a lot online, but I surround myself with women that are doing better than me. Because I feel like if I'm in a room, I want to be the, like the dumbest person in the room, because I want to be able to learn from others, because there's something that you've experienced. And that's why I historically, we should have had like our grandparents and our great, because we're meant to learn from them, absorb, learn how they bake the cakes and they treat their, like where I, and I think that we as women, we can, we have people around us that are in regards to their careers, that are where we want to be. Tap into that. Go to go on Eventbrite and look at the career path that you want to go to, and go to those conferences. Surround yourself with the people that you feel like, this is who I want to be. Yeah. So my biggest advice to single moms is, sit down with yourself and figure out a plan. Where do you want to be in 5 years, 6 years, 7 years? Because our kids are going to grow and they're going to go. And you do not want to be that mom that is trying to live her life vicariously through her child or her son. And then like, you're not good enough for my son, you know, and upsetting your daughter-in-law because you haven't carved out a life for yourself. Whilst you were young, do it. I did my master's whilst I was pregnant. I wanted to drop out, but I did it. I went in the morning and then I went to night school, you know. So if you want to do something, do it now whilst the kids are young and whilst you're not old and tired. So do, even if you're older, anyway, let me not be ages. Even if you're older, you can do it. So carve out the career that you want and go for it. And even if it's completely different, let's just say you studied law and you have a passion for fashion, or you want to do YouTube, or you want to be a podcaster, go for it. Because right now you have no skills, but in 4 months' time, you might develop skills. 7 months' time, 8 months, like time is all we have. So why not develop the skills now? And the internet is frigging magnificent. There's so many courses, so many people that you can learn from. And yeah, even sending an email to somebody, like you don't even have to write an email anymore. There's this new AI called ChatGPT that you could just type in, oh, write an email to this YouTuber saying, I want to shadow them. And it will generate the whole email for you. So there are resources out there for us as mums. You do not have to be in a job that you do not enjoy. I know that there are bills and stuff, but even if you are in a job now that you don't like, have your getaway plan, have your plan. The same way a lot of times when you watch these domestic violence stories, for example, and the women manage to escape, they don't just leave just like that. Number one, it takes them at least 7 times to escape. And number two, they have a plan. They have some money that they've been stashing away. They have the location that they're going to hide to. So if you know you're in an abusive relationship with your career or something that you don't like, start planning. Like 4 months from now, I'm going to leave this job, or 7 months from now, 1 year from now, have a plan, stick to the plan, and don't yield. That's one thing I would say to mums: do not yield and embrace how beautiful life is. Just embrace it.
Exactly. Because if as a mother, if as a parent, you show your little kid. I mean, you don't need to say it, but I believe that you lead by example. Don't we take examples by our parents? If they aren't enjoying their life and their career, the message we're giving them is that, well, it means that when you have a child, you cannot enjoy your life. You cannot do what you want, which is not the message that we want to leave them with, isn't it? Because actually, as you say, the resources are endless, but you need to have a plan and you need to know what you want. Beautiful.
We need to. And and I think ultimately as moms, whether you're a single mom, whether you're a married mom, I think for me, I want my child to see me happy, to see mommy smiling, to see mommy coming back home from work and not angry. Because as much as we feel like we don't take it out on our kids, they know. So figure out what you want and go for it. And it's not always going to be rosy. I'm saying, as much as I'm saying, have a plan, figure out whichever career, like there are going to be hurdles, even in this new magnificent job that you have or this podcasting or whatever it is, there is always going to be some sort of pressure because life is not linear. There's always, so don't go into anything in life thinking that it's just going to be just straight and magnificent. There are going to be curves in the road. Definitely. So just be realistic in the realities of where you are going to, because I want to be an accountant. Now you're an accountant and you're stressed out. so you have, if you right now, if you're working in Tesco, whatever you're doing, speak to accountants, ask them, how is it? How is your day to day? Do you understand? Like, how do you handle this? How do you handle that? Do you have to work on weekends? Like, information right now is amazing. There's so many, even TikTok, you can go on TikTok and put change of career at 30 and so many things will come up.
TikTok is a certain time nowadays.
Yeah. So just go for it. Go for anything that you want to do. Go for it, because this is the only life we get. This is it.
There's always the answer, and there's always the way to do something. So yes, as you said, just go for it, no matter what. Do what you like. Create your own realities, and just put this episode on repeat and listen to Khalifa again and again.
I feel empowered, and I'm not even a mom yet.
to just live your life. Yeah. Wow!
Embrace it. Embrace every moment. Embrace it. Because there's so much joy. There's so much joy. Even in the jobs that I've hated in the past, like I feel like I'm in certain places for a reason. Do you understand? So you could be in a you could be in a particular job. Like I remember I was when I worked in the Ministry of Justice, I hated it so much there. But then I connected so much with all the barristers or the lawyers, and we formed such a good relationship that when one of my girlfriends, she had finished her law degree, she was like, oh, she needs an intern. I was like, oh, I know someone. And I managed to connect her with that person. And now she's got her own law firm. She's opened up her own law firm, and she always thanks me, saying, oh, if she even put, I put a post on her on my socials, if you want to see, it's on there. That she's like, oh, if not for you linking me up with this person, I wouldn't be where I am today. So even in the jobs that you're in now, wherever you're at now in your career, in your house, whatever, if you're flat sharing with people, there might be someone there that you are there for a reason, to impact, to help, to empower. I don't feel like things just happen. I think that it's, there's a reason. There's a reason.
Yeah.
Love the way you see life, Khalifa. And thank you for knowing that you had quite a difficult early day today with the loss of your family member. But being here and being fully here with all your energy and your light and your impact, I am so empowered on a Friday afternoon that I don't know what to do with myself now.
No, let's do it.
Completely. Thank you so much for having us for empowering us in such a beautiful way. Honestly, thank you.
And thank you for what both of you are doing, helping mums out there, helping people in their careers, because we just hear bad news all the time, inflation, unemployment, but there's opportunity out there, and just go for it.
Thank you for sharing all these incredible things and tips and experiences of yourself and your life. We hope you enjoyed it. You can find all the information of Khalifa to the description, to the episode description. Please go contact her. She's such a
follow her on social. Yes, okay. She has amazing presence there. If you're not inspired, I don't know what will inspire you. So I'm definitely super inspired by your work. Thank you for sharing it with us, Khalifa.
No worries. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.